The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show this morning. And we got some important guests in here this morning, and you know, we got Captain Chris Nichols is back with us, of course.
Yeah,
and then we got Ken, which y'all hear him call on the show now and then. Pelican Pirate is what Chris calls him all the time,
aka Pelican Pirate, here on the scene.
That's it.
And then we have JJ on here this morning. How you doing, JJ?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. No, see, you spoke up. That was good. I'm glad.
Yeah, you want to see these faces for radio? Go to the website, Captain Vic. You already posted that?
Well, it's on the Facebook page.
There you go.
Still Just Fishing Show Facebook page. So you can get on there and see a photo of all of us this morning. And, you know, kind of got him woke up. Looks like he's pretty awake and ready to go.
So, he's ready.
Yeah. Yeah. He's JJ is my grandson.
He's 10?
10 years old.
10 years old.
Yep.
Fishing machine.
Yeah.
He is a fishing machine. He does a lot of things. He plays baseball. He plays football. But what's your number one love, JJ?
15.
No, what's your number one love?
What do you mean?
What do you like to do best?
The most?
I don't know.
You don't know?
That's hard.
Oh,
it's hard?
Okay. I thought he was going to say fishing. But,
yeah. You know. Yeah.
Fishing's better than both of them combined.
What would you rather do?
Fishing.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's when I was young, that was what I did. I mean, all the time. You know, every time my dad, you know, be ready to go, I'd be ready to go.
I'll take him fishing some days, and we'll be out there all day. When we get home, he cons his grandmother into taking him to Crystal Springs Road and do some more fishing.
Yeah. Well, while you're warmed up.
Yeah, really.
And she does. So, yeah, he loves fishing.
I catch some big reds, go back to the house, clean them up, go to Crystal Springs, catch a 4.5-pound catfish.
Yeah, there you go.
The Crystal Springs, is that like a pond over there or something that you're talking
about?
Yeah,
it's a park and it has a pond.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is there bass in there too?
There's some big bass in there.
Oh, good. Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, 222-8255 is the number. Give us a call. And, of course, looking at the weather, it's probably going to be a chance of rain, of course. I'm about over all this. I can tell you that now. But anyway, the marine forecast, you heard Alan talking about today's weather, and that's marine forecast a little different because a little bit more winds out there. But you've got a high pressure will extend across the South Florida as a surface cold front drifts southward over the Georgia today. And keeping mostly offshore winds in place this weekend, wind speeds will increase over the offshore waters beginning Saturday night in advance of approaching front. And so today they're showing west-southwest winds 5 to 10 knots this morning, south 10 to 15 knots in the afternoon, seas 2 to 3 feet at 7 seconds. Tomorrow, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet at 8 seconds, inland waters a light chop. And a slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And I left out the showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, today, Saturday. So Monday, west-southwest winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet. Inland waters a light chop. Tuesday, west-southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. So hopefully this is going to calm back down a little bit more. And looks like our chance of rain is slacking up more and more this week, so until you know this marine forecast always goes through Wednesday, so looks like it's going to kind of, you know, slack up a little bit. The rain is after the next couple of days. You got a low tide this morning at 5:47 a.m. at Mayport. It's a 0.2, and a high tide at 12 p.m. 12 o'clock noon, 3.9. So there's not really a screaming current with that type of that height of tides. And then tomorrow you have a low tide at 6:27 a.m. at Mayport. It's a 0.4. And then a high tide at 12:41 p.m., and it's a 4.0. So I noticed out in the river yesterday there wasn't a real, hard current. I'm going to move that so I can see you, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's yours? I was going to compare what you're getting with what I'm seeing on Windfinder. Winterfinder's saying a low will be a negative 1.6. What do you all got?
Yeah. When, today?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is showing a 0.2.
Okay.
Yeah. And this has been about right. I mean, this tide chart that I pull off, I get it from freetidetables.com. And they seem to be, pretty much on it. I mean, as far as what I saw yesterday in the tides, the low tide yesterday morning and all. And as far as the height goes. Of course, you're going to have, is that showing a morning low tide or?
Yeah. It's
afternoon. Because, they differ between the morning and the afternoon low tides.
Yeah, this has got a 5, showing at 5:30 for the low and a negative 1.6. Good news is light winds all day.
Yeah, that's today is looking like it's going to be a pretty nice day if you can get out there and do that before, the rains come in, of course. We were able to fish, all day yesterday. We got back just in time for me to get soaked trying to get the boat strapped down on the trailer.
That's always the case.
Yeah,
the free wash down.
Yeah, and it was lightning popping, and it kind of amazes me because when that lightning starts popping and you're seeing people launching the boat fixing to go fishing, I'm like, that's that seems a little hairy to me.
Think it was last week one of your buddies, Chris, goes down, or I saw it somewhere. They go down to the might have been on Facebook. They go down to the ramp just to watch the launching show.
Oh, I think that's
the
James.
Comedy show.
Yeah, James was talking about the stuff we used to talk about, the boat ramp.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat if you don't have nothing to do on a Saturday. Saturdays is really a good time to do it, especially when the storms are coming.
That or the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't fish on the 4th.
No.
On the 4th itself. That's that's
a mess.
It really is. And but actually... when you see that the storms come in and everybody tries to get to the ramp at the same time, that's when it's a little comical.
It's amusing.
Yeah. So, sometimes I've always told people just go by and get you a sandwich at a sandwich shop or something, then go out there and, just sit and watch.
What's especially amusing is all those folks that think they got to rig and re-rig the whole boat while they're sitting on the ramp, and then they got to try to do it even faster when that storm's coming. You got all these other people getting annoyed at them.
But the water yesterday was looking a little, brown still. I mean, even in places that I went to throw some lures just a little bit, for trout. But because we went up in the creeks to catch some creek reds and then went out to play with the big boys out there in the river. And, I was kind of surprised at how muddy the water was in the creeks. A couple of creeks I was in, you couldn't even see the trolling motor head, into the water.
Might be from all the runoff. I mean, we had some frog choker rainstorms. Mm-hmm. I mean, bad.
I think that's mainly what it was, because, when it rains at low tide, especially, you got all that exposed mud. And boy, it just
washes
pushes
it.
That mud all out in the creeks.
Washes it right into the...
As the tide came in, it got a little clearer, got a little better, but... to start with, it was pretty muddy first thing in the morning, and I guess that was from the rains overnight, But, maybe we'll get, a little bit clearer weather this week, and hopefully, the water's going to clear up a little bit better. It's warmed up a lot. I mean, the water temperature's warmed up a lot.
What'd you see yesterday?
I actually didn't even turn it on. Yeah. I did turn it on right there at the... when I went bull redfish fishing for a few minutes, but I didn't even look at the temperature.
It's definitely summer.
Like I'm just
all tropical. Yeah, with the humidity and the storms.
I think last time I was out at last time I was out at 79.7 in the river. So, the next few days I think they're talking about being in the 90s, and that's going to warm it up a lot. Especially these warm nights, Anyway, 222-8255 is the number. Give us a call. We'll be right back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and I want to remind everybody they just heard the Trolling Motor Services Plus ad, and they have just moved. They're now at 11283 Old St. Augustine Road, Suite 3. That's 11283 Old St. Augustine Road, Suite 3. But you can always call Matt, see where he's at. Call Matt at 573-0480. That's 573-0480. And they got a new shop over there, a lot larger shop from what I understand. I haven't been there yet because they just moved this past day or so. Let's get Captain Chip Wing going here. Morning, Chip.
What's happening, guys?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, Chip.
Good. 100% humidity out here. Feels like it's raining already.
Nah, no way.
Well, I tell you what, I was sweating yesterday. By the time I got the boat in the water, I was ready to kind of, you know, get it out of the manatee zone and run because, man, let me tell you what, it was hot yesterday morning.
Yeah, I went in and changed after loading the boat up. I was like, this is crazy, but it's been an interesting week. I'll say that much.
Yeah, it sure has.
One day they want to bite, the next day they don't. One day they bite on incoming tide, the next day they bite on outgoing tide. So.
Yeah, yesterday morning we had that tide that I really didn't like. It's, you know, it was low tide just before daylight. And so by the time we got, you know, up in the creeks, it had already been coming in, hour and a half or so. And at that point, you know, it's like those oyster beds seem to get covered up so quick then. But we actually saw some fish actually striking and feeding yesterday, so that was good. You know, was able to catch some up in there and actually saw some, which, you know, we haven't been seeing a lot of fish striking, you know, up in this area.
Yeah. Leon got on a good bite yesterday evening in the rain right before dark. So the fish went crazy. So I was like,
Man, he must have been in the middle of that storm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a hard storm, man. It was coming down.
Yeah, when I called you and I'm like, I was worried about you. I'm like, I wonder if he's out there in the middle of this stuff right now.
So we got back and got out there, and actually Phil says, you know, I'll take the fish out there on the cleaning table while you get your boat on the trailer, because the storm, we could see it across the river, you know, and see it coming. And I think he got wet before he got fish cleaned, and I got soaked before I could, you know, by the time I got the boat on the trailer and trying to strap it down and put everything away, you know, in the boat, it was pouring down pretty good. And of course, yeah. I start back down Hexter Drive and it eases up. I'm like, well, why don't you just keep raining this? Kind of help loosen everything in the boat so it'll be easier to wash out when I get home.
Yeah, I call that the Bahamian boat wash.
Yeah, there you go.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, have you been seeing any tarpon down? I know Leon told me yesterday that it was, you know, Palm Valley down there was real muddy and stuff like that. But just before it started getting muddy, have you seen a few tarpon? We were talking about this after off the air a few minutes ago while we were was wondering. I mean, I've seen some now in Clapboard and seen some in Hannah Mills. So I think they're getting up in the creeks.
We jumped one on fly the other day. On a crab pattern fly, we were throwing at redfish and happened to see them start to roll. And you know, a lot of the redfish I've been cleaning are full of crabs.
Yeah.
Larry Minyard makes this fly called a fingernail fly. We threw it after we were throwing it at redfish. What? We were, my tag's about to fall off, he said.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's important.
We were throwing a redfish, saw one roll, turned around, threw to it, and jumped. He jumped three times, and then he came off, unfortunately, which happens a lot with little tarpon. But,
yeah,
you know, that was the only bite we got all day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when they shake it, 60 hertz.
Yeah. Well, if it's a big one and you get three or four or five jumps out of it, that's not bad. But, you know, when the little ones are manageable, you know, you're a little upset. But it happens, yeah. You know. And
Yeah,
that's a nice one. What weight, Chip, what weight outfit was he using?
Well, we throw eights at the small fish.
Okay.
So I caught a big one 2 years ago. It was 65 pounds. We figured out, really bottomed the bug out, but. You know, he caught that one on an 8-weight, and that was not fun. It was a lot of work. I was really surprised to caught the fish, but, you know, that was an hour battle.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, the little 8-weights, they're a lot of fun. You can put enough heat on them, you know, if your leader, if your tippets get enough. And I don't use regular fly tippets. I usually use straight fluorocarbon, you know, 20, 30 pounds, depending on what I'm throwing or what I'm fishing for, so... You know, it can be interesting at times, but
is 8-weight okay for reds?
What's that? 8-weight for reds? Yeah, I use 8 and 7s for reds all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
gotcha.
A redfish really can't do much to you on an 8-weight. I mean, you know, if you look at the way a fly rod's built, it puts so much pressure on it, the way it bends. You know, it puts a lot of heat on the fish, so you can turn them and catch them pretty easily.
Yeah,
you know, and in the grass, you know, when you're fishing for them in the grass, you never really have to worry about them either, because, you know, there's nowhere for them to go. So as long as your tippet will hold up, you're good to go. So, man, I tell you what, there are a billion people going out to fish this morning. It is packed. Spent 30 minutes in line in the bait shop. I mean, it's nuts this morning. So,
but, yeah. Where are you launching at?
At Beach.
Oh, okay.
Beach Boulevard. So my clients are coming down a little bit later. I'd just like to get in the water. I might throw the cast net this morning too. So
yeah, you seen any pogies up in that area, or have you been in that area lately?
Lots of pogies, lots of mullet, and then, you know, when you get close to the river, there's tons of ribbon fish hatch. There's little teeny shrimp. There's all kinds of stuff coming in right now.
Man, I want to find those. I want to find those ribbon fish.
Yeah,
those little ones about four to six inches long.
Yeah, And then there's some bigger ones feeding on a little shrimp, too. And every once in a while, you'll see one that's 12, 14 inches. It'll get grabbed by a bird that's on the surface feeding. So it's interesting right now, to say the least. So, you know, so there's a lot of living and dying going on out there.
Yeah, you can find those ribbon fish, usually them trout's under it.
Yeah, if you can get down past the blues, the jacks, the ladyfish, and the Spanish, I mean, there's, you know, you got to throw way ahead of them. But there's been some big Spanish jumping. We've been bitten off several times. I've had to go up on the leader, even using the 40-pound tippet, you know.
Yeah.
Still, they're biting through it, so they hit it so hard and so fast. But it should be an interesting day out there. I know it's going to be packed, and hopefully we'll get away without the rain for a while, so... And get a good bite this morning. Hopefully get a couple bull reds and maybe some other fish. So.
But well, good luck to you.
Thank you much. I'm going to try to get in the water here real quick.
Yeah, I bet. Okay. Appreciate it, Chip.
All right, Chip. Thanks for calling, man.
People can call Captain Chip Wingo. Let me ask something real quick, Chip. Do you supply fly rods and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I've got six fly rods, so I've got it covered from everything from sharks, tarpon, all the way down to flood tides. So, you know, so if you want to go, you know, fly fishing behind the shrimp boats or big sharks, I got a 12 weight, then I've got a 10 weight, then I've got sixes, sevens, and eights. So, but we're good to go.
Okay. We can give Chip a call, 614-4989. Appreciate it, Chip.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, buddy. All right. You too.
See ya.
Yeah, it's something that, say, I don't supply the fly equipment because, I mean, I take people fly fishing, but it's hard. A lot of times, you know, when I first started doing this, people would be asking you, you know, about going out and fly fishing. You go out and figure out that they don't know how to fly
fish.
Yeah. And you're not going to be able to teach somebody to be able to catch, you know, cast flies and catch fish the same day. That takes quite a bit of work. So usually the people I take, they got their own equipment, they know how to use it, and that's okay. But that's good. Chip supplies his equipment like that.
Ladyfish are an excellent target for a six or eight weight fly off it.
And jacks, I mean, you know, because I mean, oh, yeah, you get jacks, something out there, you know, the bluefish are kind of a pain because they cut a lot of the stuff off.
Your fly is done. They'll chew it all up.
But the jacks, I love to get people on jacks with fly rods because, I mean, that's a blast, you know. And
well, jacks are a blast, period.
They are.
It don't matter what you're catching them.
I love to catch them.
Throw anything at them,
oh, yeah,
and they're going to hit it.
My favorite thing to throw at them whenever, usually I've got a lure tied on, you know, when we're fishing, and let's have like four people, then, you know. But, you know, usually if I have two or three people, I've got one rod that's got a lure tied on just in case we go down the river and you see a school of jacks or something, you know. And because you can always tie another one on while somebody's fighting one. But, you know, but to have that lure tied on. But I love throwing topwaters to them. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I mean, they'll chase the topwater till they get it. You know, they don't blow up on it and go away like a red or a trout will sometimes.
And it'll be more than one chasing it, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be a whole trail.
I've heard of double hookups, two fish on the same plug.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, one they'll be fighting over.
Yeah, we did have a bluefish one time. We had two bluefish, and they were about probably 2 pounds apiece. But they got on the same bomber, and because it has nine hooks on it, you know.
Let me tell you, that was something
when you... When you're fighting those fish and you see two of them like that on it, you know?
That has got to be funny. I'd love to see a little video of that.
Well, when we come back, we'll try to get some of your favorite fishing type stuff you like to do, JJ, okay?
All right.
So, anyway, 222-8255 is the number. Give us a call, and we'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. After a week of hard-nosed negotiations, diplomatic gamesmanship, and a lot of rhetoric in the media, the U.S.-North Korea summit is back on track. President Trump had said a week ago the historic nuclear weapons summit had been canceled, but also indicated it could have gotten back on track, which it has now. The meeting will be in Singapore. It's first between heads of the technically still warring nations and is meant to begin the process of ending North Korea's nuclear program. President Trump has said that he believes that Kim is committed to that goal. Moderate House Republicans under pressure to buck their party's stance on immigration. After years of watching their conservative colleagues in safe districts refuse to budge, the GOP middle is now fighting back with new tactics of its own. The centrists favor legislation that would protect from deportation hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally when they were children. This is SRN News.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, June 6th at 5 p.m. It's the first Wednesday Art Walk in Hemming Park in downtown Jacksonville. Friday, June 8th at 7:30 p.m. See Harry Connick Jr. in concert at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. And Saturday, June 9th at 7 p.m. It's the Florida Chamber Music Gala at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall on A1A in Ponte Vedra Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click SmartyDigital.com.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
Our friend, State Representative Matt Caldwell, one of the Republicans running for the Agriculture Commissioner.
Every issue.
How is it possible that Hillary Clinton, her campaign, the DNC, are not under investigation for collusion with the Russians?
Every day. WBOB. Your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
No accidents, but a bunch of construction around town. Matter of fact, there's some construction at 95 North at the exit to 20th Street, blocking the right-hand lane, so watch out there. Also, watch out when it starts raining this weekend. A lot of rain, 60% chance of that through this evening with a high today, 92, low tonight, 74. Currently 75 right here at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and I want to remind everybody about the Clay Roberts Memorial Inshore Slam and Junior Angler Tournament coming up June 16th. Captain's Meeting and Low Country Boil is at the Mudville Grill on Friday, June the 15th at 7 p.m., you know, you have to be at the captain's meeting, be in the tournament. So go to Captain's Meeting at Mudville Grill June 15th, 7 p.m., and the tournament's actually June 16th. So something else happening on June 16th, too. They're going to implode the two towers at JEA out there at the JEA plant, the two cooling towers.
Right.
They're going to implode those. I don't know what time yet. I need to find that out because I want to get out there and see that. I hope it's not too early because I want to be able to get out there after the show to see it. But that's going to happen in 2 weeks from today. They're going to implode those two towers, and that'll be really something to watch.
They got a date?
June 16th.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, two weeks from today.
Well, you know there's going to be some cameras rolling when that happens.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Going to try to get out there and find you a good spot, either up there on the side of Hexer Drive, you know, around Browns Creek or something, or maybe even on New Berlin Road. You can get pretty close to them on New Berlin Road.
Yes, you can.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to, you know, I'm sure that they're going to allow people to be able to, you know, get up and down that place, you know, that area and be able to park on the side of the road or something. But of course, you're not going to be able to get into JEA, you know, to do that. But
they're right there in that one spot along New Berlin. That's only a few hundred. That's maybe a few hundred yards from the base of those things.
Yeah, it's
I wonder if they'll
close.
Have that blocked off and even let people watch from there.
I don't know. That's pretty close.
Yep.
So, JJ, 10 years old. Love fishing. I did too. So whenever you like to fish, what's your favorite fish?
Anything that fights, really.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds just like me when I was that age. I like anything that pulls that drag, you know, anything that fights hard and all that. And I think that's one of the reasons I like jacks so much. I love to catch jacks on top water, but because, you know, usually a good jack is a strong fish, so.
Jack is, when I was your size, jack, I think it was what taught me how to handle a real good fish.
Yeah. So how what's your favorite way of fishing?
Just throwing it out there, waiting for something. I watch it go, or just tap. I watch it, I'll grab it. It goes, pull it.
JJ's kind of a sneaky fisherman.
Is he?
And especially surf fishing. He don't want nobody to know when he's got a bait or got hook up.
That sounds like a regular fisherman.
I do that when a boat goes by.
I keep telling him, hold that rod up. You're going to lose the fish. Now he loses fish. He wants to reel it in here, down here, where nobody can see the rod bending, you know.
Yeah. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, you got to be able to have that tension. You
know. And the next thing you know, he's over there. What are you doing? Oh, I got a fish. He pulls it. We was out there. He had caught a 16-inch whiting, and he's reeling it straight in, you know, not holding the rod up.
Yeah.
But he gets them in. Every once in a while, he'll lose one. But most of the time, he gets them into shore.
That's a good 16-inch whiting.
They were some nice ones we were catching that day. We missed the tide. We went Saturday. We missed the tide. I said, well, we'll fix that tomorrow morning. We'll be right on the tide.
So what do you like to fish with as far as bait goes?
Probably shrimp and crab.
Shrimp and crab. Do you use a spinner, spinning outfit, or use a bait caster?
No, I use a reel tackle.
No, he don't really have much choice because I've only got like two spinners. All my tackle is all bait caster, so I'm a big Abu Garcia fan, and most of my stuff is Abu Garcia's. Now I do have other things, but
in my garage.
I told him, I said, JJ, if you're gonna learn how to fish, you're gonna have to learn how to use a bait caster.
There you go.
I started teaching him about 4 years ago. And using a bait caster is not as hard as everybody thinks because you can adjust the bait caster to throw.
Depending on what kind of weight you're using and all that stuff. Let's get Ted on here this morning. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Ted.
Good.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother, how you been?
I'm good, man. Good to hear your voice there.
That's great. I wanted to ask JJ what kind of fish does he like to catch the most?
Probably some big reds, bull reds.
You like the big reds?
Yeah.
I know, did you see those pictures that Vic put out there the other day?
Yesterday?
No, he hasn't seen them.
I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, I'll show them to him.
Oh, bronze submarines.
Those are huge.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
I think you said they were that one was 38 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a huge fish.
That's a horse. Yeah.
That's
got
big.
A head like a basketball on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually had gotten in there and lost four of them. I don't know how we lost four of them, but we boated three, lost four, and then we went back up toward the creek to see if we could find some reds. But we had that tide that I didn't like, in the creeks because the oyster beds weren't showing yet, stuff like that, you know.
Mr. Captain Nichols and I are going to go Tuesday. I was wondering, we were thinking about some trout. I had a friend of mine give me a tip on a spot. Have you seen very many trout, Vic?
Actually, I fished for them a little bit yesterday and did not get one, but I only went to a couple places. And, you know, the water was brown. It's got a lot of fresh water in there.
Okay.
Yeah, and this was all around, I mean, even around Whiteshell and, you know, Danes Point Bridge, places like that. It was just brown and didn't get the first hit. Didn't even get a jack or bluefish hit or nothing, you know, no ladyfish hit. So I didn't spend a lot of time doing that.
Yeah, that's going to change. That's a game changer right there.
Yeah, whenever, you know, I'm expecting if we can get this rain to kind of slack up a little bit. I mean, this is, you know, people talking about the normal afternoon showers, you know, when I mention it or something, they talk about, well, it is, you know, summertime here. But usually in the summertime, what we have is like a little sail come through after the heat builds up. And
yes,
I mean, something that you could really go dive under a bridge and it goes by in 20 minutes or whatever, and then you can go back out fishing. I mean, these rains we're having, they're just frog stranglers every time you try. I mean, some of them's in the morning, some of them, you know, overnight, and I mean, it's just kind of got the water muddied up. And you know, in the creeks yesterday morning, a couple of the creeks I couldn't even see the trolling motor head, you know, the motor down there, when I'd stick it in the water. And I don't in the creeks, I don't stick, you know, my shaft all the way down in there. You know, it's the trolling motor's just about maybe a foot below the surface of the water, and I couldn't even see it.
Right. I kind of wonder what the salinity levels are, like in the downtown area. How much?
Yeah, I bet
that's
it's really.
What that spot was that fellow?
Well, we had so much rain during them hurricanes last year, now we're getting all these. I mean, like Vic was talking about, they're not 20-minute showers.
No,
they're all day showers.
Yeah. You're talking about 2 hours
of
just
hard
steady,
rain.
Raining.
And then I live
on the west side, and it was just popping all over the place yesterday afternoon about 4 o'clock. It started coming down, and it rained hard for about 30 minutes straight. I mean, it was a steady downpour.
Yeah.
So all that water is running into the river. So it's got to be affecting the fishing and the salinity levels. And like you say, the water's all muddy.
Mm-hmm.
But
my salinity meter is still showing just all fresh in Arlington.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, Ted, you was talking about that's kind of the area somebody was telling you about down there. So I don't know. I mean, isn't that where you and Chris fished last week?
Sir,
isn't that where you and Chris fished last week too?
Yeah, yes, sir. If it's going to be that fresh in there, I might see if we can't come up with another game plan.
Well, and actually, when you're looking at it, you know, the chance of rain this week is going to be a little bit lower, and then we got a new moon coming up on the 13th. So that new moon's going to give you some real minus tides and some pretty high tides. I mean, like 5.5 high tides and minus 1.0, 1.1, 1.0. So that's going to be, you know, a lot of current, a lot of flushing out. So, you know, when that tide gets dropping like that, it's going to flush it quite a bit.
Yeah, good. Okay. Well, y'all have a – I hear the break coming, and y'all have a blessed day.
All right, Ted. Thank you, sir. And when I see you, I'll get this book to you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. All right, I appreciate it. Y'all have a blessed day. I'll see y'all later.
All right.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, seared tuna and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
The soothing sounds of the carefree life of coastal birds. You too can have a worry-free life by letting Frontline Insurance navigate your path to stress-free home ownership. At Frontline, we've been there for Floridians when the seas were more than a little choppy. Nearly 90% of Frontline's policyholders were paid within 3 weeks of having the damage to their home inspected after Hurricane Irma. Let Frontline Insurance be your lifeline to security and peace of mind. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and let's get Taylor on real quick. Morning, Taylor. You got more than 30 seconds.
On?
Give you more than 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I figured out how to keep my reels clean.
How's that?
Just don't go fishing.
There you go. Now, that's not the way to keep them clean now. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. No, I need to get out of there. I sold my boat. I mean, I can't believe I had that thing up for almost 2 weeks. I only got a couple calls. I got a bunch of hits. Everybody said, oh, is it available? It's available. But they'd never respond. And then I had one guy come out from Tallahassee, and he tried to get the boat for next to nothing, but we worked out a deal. I sold it to him just to get rid of it.
So why are you doing that? So you can get that other boat you was talking about?
Yeah, I was going to get that boat, but it didn't work out the way I wanted to, so I guess I'm going to keep looking now, put that money in savings.
Yeah. Yeah, just add to it so you can get you a good one, you know.
Hey, well, Taylor, why don't you just open you up boat shop and start selling boats?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that probably works. I sell a lot of boats.
Yeah, you do. Every time I turn around, you're selling a boat, buying a new one. I'm like, what, dude? Get a boat.
Start you a consignment shop.
Yeah, but I never sold my Hobie though. I always kept my Hobie.
Well, you got to have that for when the hurricane comes again. You can get out there and fish in the hurricane.
Yeah, I got to work. But I bet the money's been coming in. A lot of money's been coming in for my business. So hopefully, if I can keep this up, I can buy a brand new boat with a warranty.
Well, as young as you are, y'all be able to keep it up.
It's like, you know, my other boats I had, I always had like mismatched parts and stuff. Like that canoe was a brand new motor, but the boat was used, and but the trailer was new. Everything was new on it except for the boat, and but it was all old stuff, you know. So hopefully I could find something up to date with a trolling motor, fish finder.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it. You just keep looking. Get out there. They're out there. Sometimes people run into hard times and need to sell them, and you know they're out there. You just got to keep your eyes open.
So you haven't been doing no fishing?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been fishing. Not every day, because some of these rains are, have been really, kind of bad and all that. And then I had a doctor's appointment Wednesday, so I didn't fish Wednesday.
Well, you need to give me a call sometime. I got another employee I just hired, or I should say one, but I don't have to work with them all the time. So maybe give me a call. We'll try to go catch some black drum or something. Is it still running?
Black drum. I haven't seen a black drum in a while. I mean, there's a couple here and there in the creeks, but. You know, I haven't fished the jetties.
When you usually catch the black drum?
They like usually cooler water.
Yeah, usually October through April, something like that.
Oh, so we missed it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Taylor. You knew better than
just
that.
A little outside.
You can kind of associate them with the same temperatures as sheep's head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's actually.
Went out and caught that big old black drum. That thing is pretty nice.
There's actually some sheep's head around, still now. I really didn't, haven't been fishing for them, but I've talked to a couple of people who's been catching a few here and there. Not many of them, but still.
They catching them up in the creeks or out of the jetties?
We catch them now and then in the creeks.
Yeah.
And usually pretty good size, because using crab on the jig head like that, usually you can catch them. A lot of times on that incoming tide, when it's about halfway in,
right.
They seem to kind of move up in the creeks around the oyster beds and stuff. But usually around the end of June and July is when I start looking for them tailing on the oyster beds.
Right.
I got a brand new 10 battle reel I bought from Strike Zone. I hadn't even got to use it yet. I need to put some line on and get out there maybe tomorrow or something.
Yeah, yeah. You need to. Get out there and try it out.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll catch y'all later.
Okay, Taylor, thanks for the call. Right. And, let me know what you do about the boat, man, when you find you one. If I hear of anything, I'll holler at you.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay. Hey, Taylor, just remember, brother, Taylor, you remember, take care to get what you want. Otherwise, you're going to be forced to like what you get.
No, I know, but I always, when I get these deals, though, I always sell them, and I don't really lose on them. I don't buy nothing I can't sell.
Well, maybe you ought to be in the boat dealership business instead of detailing.
Taylor, you're like the old medicine man. It's what you are.
All right, talk to y'all later.
All right, Taylor.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right, bye. Bye.
Somebody's
phone. Yeah, it's my phone.
Oh,
okay. I'm surprised Captain Mike calling me. Kind of got lost my train of thought there with Taylor and all on the phone ringing. Hey, but
JJ was supposed to maybe ought to tell us about what the biggest fight he ever had with a fish.
Biggest fish and all?
Biggest fish I probably ever caught was a red, 22 pounds.
Oh, good.
Mm.
Good.
I bet he weighed more than you at the time, didn't he?
Not quite.
How long you been fishing now? Since how old?
I've been fishing since I was like 2.
No, oh, wow. That's good.
3.
2 or 3.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, I started him out in the little ditches behind the house, which is actually a creek that feeds into what's the name of that daggum creek out there on the west side?
The one that crosses Beaver?
Yeah.
That thing goes a long way. I haven't traced it down. I don't know the name
of it. It runs into Ortega.
Yeah, you'll probably think of the name of it a little bit.
Yeah, but that's where I started him at, and ever since then he's loved it. So tell us about that red that pulled your rod in.
Or pulled your,
oh, that was crazy.
Pulled your rod in.
Yeah, or pulled.
Yeah, y'all $600 rod.
Yeah. Owie.
Yeah, let's see. You kind of baited it up, threw it out there.
Yeah, and that was crazy.
And of all things, set it down, huh?
We baited it up. We threw it out there. As soon as we threw it out there, a bit started pulling. We pulled it in. Then he started to load it up with some more bait. And then he threw it straight back out there. Then he went to go load up the other one because we had caught a fish. It was some fish. But as soon as he turned around, pulled, and the rod went in the water. He told us not let the rod go in the water.
And it did.
And it just straight went in the water. It was crazy. And then we had to throw a rod back out. And we caught it. We caught the rod with a rod. And then we still caught the fish that was on the rod that was in the water. It was crazy. We
that caught, was good. You caught your rod back, got your $600 rod back.
Yeah.
And plus the fish that was on it.
It was a red, bull red.
So that was good. You got both of them back in. That was good.
Yeah. Who was that was fishing with that day? Vander? Was it Vander?
It was my cousin, Xander.
Xander. Yeah. And they both actually got to catch a fish that day.
We caught three bull reds that day.
Yeah.
But, wow, that's quite a catch. You got the fish plus the expensive outfit back.
Yeah.
I never snag any high dollar tackle. It's always a Walmart special.
it's all rusted up.
Yeah. Ain't no good. Yeah,
barnacle encrusted.
Yeah. You talk about Abu Garcia. I pulled up. We were croaker fishing one day, and we pulled up a Abu Garcia on a 7-foot rod. And it was about a 6,500, I think. And that thing, I took it and put it in my flower bed between my porch and the boat shed there, you know, just kind of like where I got post at. Looks like a little dock and all that stuff. So I put it in there, and that sun got onto that reel, and now the reel just, you look at it, it's just falling apart. So I don't know how long that reel had been in the water before we got it, but I mean, it was full of barnacles, you know, all up and down the rod. You know, some of the eyes were already, you know, corroded off of it and everything. So it had been in the water quite some time. But probably the same thing, just, you know, somebody let it pull out of the boat. And the other day, I had a guy that was going to take a picture, and so he laid his rod down. I said, no, we ain't doing that. Stick it in this pole holder. Right. If you want to take a picture or something, stick the rod in the rod holder, or, you know, or get the bait out of the water. One of the
or sign this waiver that says you are replacing my tackle.
Exactly.
Hey, did I post that? Did I ever show you that picture of that old ugly stick that I've got holding my fish wind chime?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see
that.
The fuzz on that? That thing has been up there for like 12, 13, maybe 15 years. And the it's delaminating to the point where all the fiberglass is now fuzz.
Yeah.
Looks like it got hit by a bolt of lightning or something.
Stinky, I see you're on the line here, fixed to go on break. If you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we can come back. If you can hold on. If not, you can call back or whatever. But as soon as we come back, I'll get you on here on the air. And number 222-8255, number to call us, and we'll be back after this.